Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday, Deanna Derrick, and joining us is Grammy Award winning singer, songwriter, producer, actress from Broadway, model featured in Italia Vogue, that very historic issue, and she is also an entrepreneur. She owns her own record label. We welcome to Soulful Sunday, Jody Watley, one of my favorites. Good day, Jody.
Good day.
How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, you are. So, Jody, I want to take it back because I mentioned you started as a performer at 8. Tell us.
Yes.
You were on the stage with your godfather, and who would that be?
Yes, that's with Jackie Wilson.
Mm-mm-mm. Did you realize what you were doing at age 8?
No. I mean, no.
I would think not. Young.
I think I started performing at 4. My mom said, you know, in the mirror and just, you know, doing it. And as if I were performing in front of me. And she said, but the Jackie Wilson, you know, he was the first one to bring me on stage. And it's just straight ahead since then.
Yes, ma'am. And then the next time we saw you was age 14 on one of my all-time fave shows and many other people, Soul Train. You were a dancer on Soul Train.
Yes.
What was that experience like for you working with Don Cornelius and the Soul Train?
My gosh. Well, Don Cornelius is, you know, I'm always indebted to him. He was such a visionary to create a platform like Soul Train, not just for the dancers, but for the artist and, you know, working on the show, seeing the diverse staff he had. He had women in executive positions, and I mean, it was amazing. I made it my point to, when our family moved out here, that I was going to be on Soul Train, and I made it my mission, and it happened.
Yes, it did, in a big way. And you were one of the most noted dancers in the history of Soul Train. In fact, I'm reading a book now on the history of Soul Train by Erica Blount. And you are figured.
Yeah, I just got that.
You know the book?
Yeah, I just got it. I'm not reading it yet, but I just got it.
Okay, well, you're in there.
Okay.
And then, of course, modeling, singing. You had a very successful run with a group that most of us know you from, Shalimar. But fast forward to your solo career. When did you launch your solo career?
I left Shalimar. I'm an original member, and Don Cornelius was the one actually that formed Shalimar for Soul Train Records. And so I was in the group. I was still in high school. I left in 1983, so from 77 to 83. And my solo career officially began in 86. I lived in England for 3 years, but the first thing I did as a solo artist was Band Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas, and that was in 1984.
I remember
that. So, yeah, and I'd also, a lot of people don't know, I did a song with Musical Youth. They had a really popular song at the time called Pass the Dutchie.
I remember that.
I sang on a song with them called 16. And so I guess, you know, in some ways it started in 83 when I left, because I started doing stuff. But officially in America, when I moved back, 86 is when I signed to MCA.
Well, you're a Grammy Award winning artist. You've received numerous accolades from other entities. But I want to bring you up to 2013, 2014, we're about to go into. You have an exciting new project called Nightlife. Tell us what inspired this particular project.
I just, you know, for the past 10 years, I've been doing kind of underground electronica, very ambient music, and dance music has always been a part of what I do. But, you know, I'm very, you know, always as a writer and a producer, just looking for different ways to keep what I do exciting for me. And I actually got inspired by classic soul and disco and funk. And, you know, I think I was missing that vibe, but I wanted to do it and kind of blend it with the style that I've been doing with the electronica. So I wanted it to be contemporary, but totally really have the opportunity to say, you know, like when people think of soul music, sometimes to me it seems of late, it's always just the ballads.
Mm-hmm.
But our music history, I mean, you know, the dance grooves, the funk, the disco soul, the pop, There's always been songs you could dance to, Philly International, the OJs, Phyllis Hyman, You Know How to Love Me, which I did a remix of Nightlife dedicated and inspired by her. It's
really?
Called the Phyllis Remix.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Chic and even Shalimar. I wanted to find a way to kind of bring that part of my past up to date. And so I asked Gerald Brown, who is the original Shalimar lead singer. He sang with me on Take That to the Bank. He's singing backing vocals. And on the Phyllis remix, it's actually a duet. He's singing the second verse.
Excellent. You absolutely do that. And Jody, give us the website and where people can find you to get more information about Nightlife, where you're going, and more.
I can be found on Facebook. And I'm very interactive with everybody. Facebook is Jody Watley Official. Twitter, Jody Watley. I'm also on Instagram, and my website is jodywatley.net. And it's updated all the time. I also do a blog on my website, Style, Health, and Beauty, and Inspirationals, because, you know, I'm always about uplifting people and to remind them to, you know, to believe and to just keep pushing forward. It's all about, as long as we're here, you know, to be fabulous now, be fabulous today, you know.
Jody Watley, a legend. Thank you so much for joining us.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you, guys. And stay fabulous.
Oh, and you too. You too.
Thank you.
We are Old School 100.3.